I'm WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky, and this is a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast for Olivier Messiaen's Les Offrandes Oubliées, The Forgotten Offerings. Les Offrandes Oubliées, The Forgotten Offerings of 1930, is the first published orchestral work by Olivier Messiaen. Messiaen was born in Avignon in 1908 and died in Paris in 1992. He showed great musical precocity and entered the Paris Conservatory at age 11. He studied composition with Paul Dukas and organ with Marcel Dupré. He loved the music of the late Claude Debussy, who had passed away in 1918, the year before Messiaen entered the conservatory, and also that of the still-living Maurice Ravel. In spite of these quintessential French influences, Messiaen produced music that sounds absolutely nothing like any of his mentors. Out of his pen poured something completely new and unique. In an age where cynicism, atheism, fascism, communism, and decadence were omnipresent, Messiaen produced music of profound spirituality and thoughtfulness. He was devoted to the Catholic Church and spent 60 years as organist for the Church of the Holy Trinity in Paris. He was also a man who seemed to be eternally searching for inspiration and finding it. In synesthesia, the ability to relate color to music, he had a fascination with birdsong, studying it extensively and incorporating it into his music. He made a thorough study of Eastern music, both Hindu from India and gamelan from Indonesia. He was fascinated by nature and landscape, from his love of the mountains of Grenoble to those of Bryce Canyon in Utah. Messiaen was also hugely influential on the next generation of musicians. He taught extensively and numbered among his students Quincy Jones, Pierre Boulez, Karlheinz Stockhausen, and many more, none of whose music sounds anything much like his. As mentioned above, Les Offrandes Oubliées, The Forgotten Offerings, was written in 1930, the year Messiaen won first prize at the Conservatory in composition. It represents the composer's transition from student to professional. The work is a triptych that in many ways resembles an altarpiece. We have three very different paintings linked together as one work of art. Messiaen was very specific about what each section represented, but I think it would be instructive to listen to the beginning of each and then decide how we feel about it. All I will say is that Messiaen called this work a symphonic meditation. So here, without any preparation, are the beginnings of the three sections. The beginning of the first. Here is the beginning of the second. And here is the last. Though Messiaen did not write a program in the score, he did publish a poem and a description for each part that is both musical and literary. Part 1. The Cross. Very slow, grieving, profoundly sad. Lament of the strings, whose plaintive neumes divide the melody into groups of different lengths, broken by deep gray and mauve-colored sighs. Arms outstretched, afflicted unto death, you shed your blood on the cross. We have forgotten, sweet Jesus, how you love us. Part 2. The Description. Sin. Quick, fierce, desperate, breathless. A type of race toward the abyss at an almost mechanized speed. One will note the marked accents, comparable to declensions in grammar, the whistling of the connecting notes in the glissando, the cutting cry of the trumpets. driven onward by madness and forked tongues, in breathless, uncontrolled, and headlong flight, we have fallen into sin like a bottomless pit. And finally, part three. Here is Messiaen's description of the music. The Eucharist, extremely slow. The long, slow motion of the violins, which raises itself over a carpet of pianissimo chords in tones of red, gold, and blue, like a church window, to the light of soloists playing string instruments with mutes. Sin is forgetfulness of God. The cross and the Eucharist are offerings to God who gave his body and shed his blood. It is here to be found the unsullied table, the source of charitability, the feast of the poor, the well of holy sympathy, which is to us the very bread of life and love. We have forgotten, sweet Jesus, how you love us. So what's so great about Messiaen's Les Offrandes Oubliées, The Forgotten Offerings? First, it's hard to believe that this is the work of a 22-year-old composer. There's wisdom here. The intensity and spirituality of the piece is remarkable as well. Second, this music is able to communicate with the listener in a profound way, whether you are a believer or not. I am neither Catholic nor Christian, and yet I find this score compelling. Third, this music and Messiaen's output in general had a profound impact on subsequent generations of composers. It's hard to think of other composers like Arvo Pärt, Henrik Goretzka, and Philip Glass without thinking of Messiaen's profound spirituality and thoughtfulness. If I may quote Philip Huscher, the program annotator for the Chicago Symphony, it is difficult to think of another figure so out of sync with his own century and yet so influential in determining its future. I'm WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky, and this has been a Baltimore Symphony Orchestra podcast for Olivier Messiaen's Les Offrandes Oubliées, The Forgotten Offerings.